Bruce is wrinkles like a walnut and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves, and for the next hour, I will be playing you an eclectic mix of songs, mostly somewhat in the indie family, but I like to switch things up sometimes. And I have some stuff I'm very excited about, including the thing that I am just going to start the show off with. But before that, I have a bit of an announcement. Next week is the CITR Fun Drive. So for the entire week, we will be raising money for this station. We are a nonprofit. None of us get paid to do this. And we have some amazing ideas for the donations that we want to use this year. So in order to help maybe inspire some donations, I'm going to be offering customized mix CDs or playlists, either through Spotify or as a Dropbox group of songs. So if you like what you've heard, if you're a regular listener, if you're a new listener and you listen to the show and you like what I've got, and you want me to make you a custom playlist of music that will include stuff I have never, ever played on the radio before, then go to particlesandwavesshow.com or email me at mia@particlesandwavesshow.com to get more information on how you can do that. It would be a huge help for all of us and hopefully a bit of a help for you. So with that said, I jumped onto my computer on Friday and just became unbearably excited. Friday is an awesome day, not just because it's the end of most people's work days or work weeks, but because it's New Music Friday, and that's when all the new music drops. It used to be New Music Tuesday, but then they changed it. Well, I went on Spotify and I went to the New Releases tab and I saw something from Portugal the Man. And Portugal the Man is one of my favorite bands ever. They released an album back in 2013 called Evil Friends that was produced with Danger Mouse that I feel is a perfect album, really. Like, there is not a bad song on that entire album. And so they've now dropped a new single called Feel It Still. I've listened to it dozens of times because it's only like 2 minutes and 43 seconds long, and it's nowhere near long enough. I need more music from them. And if this is a sign that Portugal the Man is dropping a full album in 2017, oh my God, I just can't even deal with how many of my favorite bands are releasing new music in this year. It's bonkers amazing. So I want to play you this new single, Feel It Still. I have a lot more new music as well as old music, so I've also got stuff from the Luyas and from Japandroids immediately after that. Please enjoy this. So much more coming up on Particles and Waves.
Could keep my hands on myself. Yeah. tips now. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. Let me kick it like it's 1986 now.
Possibility, heart pitch in the air.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Japandroids, Vancouver's very own, with Northeast Southwest off of their new album, Near to the Wild Heart of Life. I am increasingly coming to believe that Japandroids might be Vancouver's purest rock band. Before that, the Luyas with Self Unemployed off of Human Voicing, and Portugal the Man at the top of the show with Feel It Still, a single off of an as yet unannounced, what I'm assuming is going to be a full-length album. I'm just going to put it out there into the world. It's going to happen. I want it to happen. Them and Good for Grapes both need to release albums this year. So, yeah, I've kind of talked this show and in past shows about how 2017, at least on a very raw personal level, is going to be the best year for music possible, just for Mia. Not necessarily for everybody else. And insofar as we're not going to get a new Beyoncé album, you know, we can only ever achieve such majesty. But there's a lot of really great stuff coming out in 2017. And part of it is that, like, when you track music for goodness, you know, since 2013 or so is when I've been kind of actively either doing radio or just being a huge music nerd. You know, musicians move in cycles. You can't release an album a year. They tend to go, you know, 2 or 3 years on average between albums. So there are these cycles, and the same people will sort of release new things and around the same years. So the Cold War Kids are coming out with a new album. The last thing that they did was 2014, I want to say. And so it's been... Yeah, 2014 was Hold My Home, which was a really fascinating album for me. I really enjoyed it, but it was flawed as heck. And it was something I will always remember. I'm trying to very quickly find what Pitchfork said about it, because I was writing a review of it for a site I was writing for at the time, and I was doing my own research into sort of what other people were sort of thinking about him, and I remember reading this thing on something like Pitchfork, where they were basically lamenting that Cold War Kids had officially gone to a point where, like, they had been artistic, now they were just, you know, existing. And it was kind of this moment, I tweeted something similar to this a little while ago, but it was like, you either die young or you live long enough for Pitchfork to say you used to be artistic and now you're just kind of a middling meh. I kind of am starting to take that as a point of pride, because all the stuff I really enjoy listening to, Pitchfork just kind of gives like 7 point whatevers. But overall, the point is that the Cold War Kids have released 2 new singles, and the most recent one, Can We Hang On, is kind of a carbon copy of the song that kind of killed Hold My Home, which was First. I don't know if you've heard First, the song. If you haven't, I recommend that you go out and find it after this show. But someone once said that a good album or a good song can save an album, but a great song can destroy an album, and this was the case. Like, First was such a knockout of a song. It was just like, it hit like an atom bomb. It was so good. It was so weirdly what I kind of call apocalypse pop. Like, you feel like you could play this at a big emotional moment at the end of the world, and I loved it, and I still listen to it. And I kind of really, I was just like, you know, if Cold War Kids just makes First again and again for the rest of their careers, I would be okay with that. We need that niche. You know, I'm perfectly fine with them filling it. And it seems like they took my advice, although clearly not directly from me, because Can We Hang On is kind of First 2.0. So I want to play it. I'm really fascinated by it. I really enjoy it. I think you will too, insofar as you can ever really, enjoy things that are flawed. So I'm going to play that for you. After that, I've got a track from Laughed the Boy called Double Down, and something from Vancouver band Sunday Morning called Upstream or Uptown, here on Particles and Waves.
Upstream. fight gone off and you caved in and we broke it off. I'd be lost, I'd be chasing some broke down dream, I'd be bored to death. But we cannot stay forever young and out of our heads, out of our heads. I think about tomorrow, if I can get through tonight, I know that we'll be alright. Can we be strong? I'm looking to you.
How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free.
I like my media sunny side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
We are the UBC Musical Theater Troupe. We aim to provide the joys of musical theater to everyone on campus.
Whether it be by participating in our productions, joining our band, or working backstage, we welcome all levels of experience.
Check us out on Facebook for more information.
525,600
down in the dirty snow, held my hand, I walked alone. Block after block, you carried me home. Falling over subway grates, held me up, you held me close. In your arms, you carried me home.
When you kiss me,
your life.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Uptown by Sunday Morning off of their self-titled album. Before that, Double Down by Laughed the Boy off of Here Is Fine, and Can We Hang On by Cold War Kids off of their upcoming album, which is called La Divine. So this song I want to play next is not new. In fact, it's about, oh goodness, year and a half, 2 years old now. It was one of my top albums, from one of my top albums of 2015, and it's Catherine Calder's self-titled album. I'm playing it because I discovered, while I was looking for the lyrics to one of the other songs on this particular album, I discovered that I could buy this album on vinyl for about $20 Canadian, and I was incredibly excited because I love owning vinyl, and I love this album, and it's gonna sound so stunningly beautiful on vinyl, and I would play it for you in that media, but it hasn't arrived yet. But I tweeted out, oh my god, very, very excited, and Catherine Calder herself replied back to me being like, this is funny, but it's also not great because it means that it's not very findable, that people aren't really finding out that they can buy this. You know, I can ship it pretty easily and whatever. So I promised her that I would give a shout out on the air and tell everybody about it. And I really am genuinely encouraging you. Catherine Calder has been a member of a bunch of different amazing bands. She's within, not recently, I guess, she's been part of the New Pornographers for many, many years. She was one of the lead singers of Immaculate Machine back in the early, like I'd say mid-2000s, I guess, is when they were kind of putting out stuff. And she also has her own solo career, like many people in the New Pornographers. And this self-titled album, her most recent release, is just phenomenal. It's so beautiful. Every song on it is stunning. So I want to play one of my favorite tracks from it, Blue Skies. This is the first one I heard from it way, way back. I went to see Q Live in Victoria, and she was one of the guests, and she sang this song. I was like, God, I hope she puts it on an album someday, and it took like 2.5 years. But yeah, if you like what you hear, go find more Catherine Calder, and if you like the entirety of her self-titled album or anything that she's done, buy it on vinyl, support local artists, pay actual cash money. And, you know, it really does make a difference. So, yeah, please enjoy Blue Skies by Catherine Calder. After that, Love by Familiar Wild and Getaway by Cuddle Magic. Thank you.
stories we make.
Thank you. Wednesday, March 8th is International Women's Day, and we're taking over the grid for a day of 100% FemCon, featuring interviews with Katherine Gretzinger of the CBC, music and talk programming. Listen at 101.9 FM or CITR.ca to hear CITR's take on International Women's Day from 6 a.m. to midnight this Wednesday.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. It's your girl Mia. You just heard Get Away by Cuddle Magic off of their new album, Ashes Axis. If you're looking for them and you can't remember the exact name of the band, do not search for Cuddle Party. You will not find what you're looking for. Not that I learned that from personal experience or anything. Before that, Love by Familiar Wild off of Things We Forgot, and Blue Skies by Catherine Calder off of her 2015 self-titled album. I don't know that I'm going to have nearly enough time to play everything that I want to play, but that's just the way that these things go. The next song I'm going to play was one that I actually heard on the radio myself a couple of days ago, and I remembered that I kind of viscerally didn't really like it, and yet am drawn to it. I am a firm believer that even though it's uncomfortable, we should sometimes face the things that we don't necessarily like right away or that we find a little weird. Also, especially when there are other people that you know and that you maybe trust who really do like that thing. In this case, my brother, and this is July Talk, the band. They released an album called Touch last year, and I'm really intrigued by them. They have a very interesting setup in terms of the vocals. The male singer is very, very deep voiced and growly, and he's contrasted with a femme voice, and it's the kind of thing that like starts to itch in my brain. So I want to share it with you, the audience. So this is going to be Push and Pull by July Talk. After that, Miss Mary Jane by the one, the only Fred Eaglesmith off of Standard, and Move by Saint Motel here on Particles and Waves.
You don't wanna Toes look alive.
was a track called Move by Saint Motel off of their album Saint Motelevision. Before that, Miss Mary Jane by Fred Eaglesmith off of Standard, and Push and Pull by July Talk off of their album Touch. Coming into the last 3 minutes of my show, I have one more brief announcement, and Radio Freethinker is up next before my final song. However, once again, if you are a regular listener, or if this is your first time listening and you liked what you heard, I will make you a mix CD. Well, or in this very digital age, more likely I will make you either a Dropbox folder of songs or a Spotify playlist. And it will be customized. It will be to your genre enjoyment, what you like. And it will include things that I've never, ever played on the radio before, that I probably will never play, all sorts of stuff. So this is the prize that I am putting forth for donations to CITR during next week's fund drive. We are trying to raise money for continued programming, all sorts of really, really great stuff. We are a nonprofit here. None of us get paid for this. We all are here because we love it, and this is a time of year when we ask for you to show us a little love. So if you want more details on that, please go to particlesandwavesshow.com. If you have questions, you can email me. My contact information is there, or hit me up on Twitter. But yeah, I am offering an basically, you know, within reason, unlimited amount of customized playlists, one per person. So it would all go to a very good cause, and thank you very much in advance if you're interested. So my final song is an oldie-ish, but a goodie, from 2014. It's Ages and Ages with The Weight Below off of their fantastic album, Divisionary. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves. I will catch you all next week.
It's the Who Killed JC edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, the